Okay. Let the record show that it is Friday, May 9th, and we are getting ready to start our Eternal Affairs meeting. And that being said, what's the first thing? Is the Executive Director's Report? Or
Legislative update is what I have.
All right, legislative update.
Good afternoon, Commissioners. I know that Mr. Baez and I are standing between you and your weekend, so we'll try to be brief. There are a few bills that I will cover in more detail at a future internal affairs meeting, but for today I just wanted to briefly discuss the water and wastewater bill and a couple of other ones that you might want to keep in mind for future reference. Senate Bill 272 was sponsored by Senator Simpson in the Senate, and that is the only water and wastewater bill that did pass the legislature. And we've talked about this one a couple of times, so I'll just briefly go over the final version of this bill. It sets forth a process for customers of an investor-owned water utility, that is one change in the final version of this bill. It's only water, not water and wastewater utilities. But it sets forth this process whereby customers can petition the commission to revoke the certificate of authorization to provide water service. It sets forth that process that customers will file with the commission an intent to file a petition. Within 10 days, the commission staff will provide instructions and details on how to do that. And we'll notify the utility of the customer's intent to file that petition. They then have 90 days to submit the petition. And the commission staff have 10 days to determine sufficiency, just if all the pieces and parts are there. If they're not, they send back further instructions for a cure, and if a cure is not sent back to the commission within 30 days, then that petition is dismissed. So assuming the petition gets that far, the commission staff would then review the petition, and it would then come to the commission. The petition has to state each specific issue that customers have with the quality of water service, each time the issue was reported to the utility, how long each issue has existed, and it must be signed by at least 65% of the customers. And customers is defined in the bill, and it's basically the name on the bill. I'm skipping a lot of the stuff. If the commission determines that there's a reasonable likelihood that the utility is failing to provide quality water service, the petition would then come to the commission for review, and the commission has three options. They can dismiss the petition. They can require corrective action by the utility, setting benchmarks and requiring the utility to provide interim reports. The time frame can be 3 years with an extension of 3 years under extraordinary circumstances. And the third option is to revoke the utility certificate of authorization and pursuant to the abandonment statute. And the bill gives the commission authority to promulgate rules. There's a second part to that bill which has to do with fixing rates and a requirement to look at primary and secondary water standards during a rate hearing of the water utility. The commission in looking at rates during the rate case, they have to look at testimony and evidence from customers and utilities, results of past tests, results of additional tests that may have been ordered, complaints regarding secondary water standards that have been submitted to the commission, to local health departments, to the Department of Environmental Protection, and to local governments. And it requires the commission to consider a finding by the Department of Environmental Protection of whether the utility has failed to provide the water service that meets those secondary water quality standards. This is the part of the bill that requires the utilities to create estimates and cost and the benefits of plausible solutions and to work with the customers to come to some agreed-upon solutions. And then the utility will let the commission know if customers and the utility have agreed upon a solution or if they've agreed to a different solution. This bill requires the commission, it may require, this. I want to say this right, let me get this one right. The commission may require that the solutions be in the best interest of the customers, which is a departure. The bill also prohibits customers from initiating a petition for revocation that I just discussed while a rate case is ongoing with the utility. And it authorizes the commission to prescribe penalties, those which are already included in law. Also, reduction of equity up to 100 basis points or 1%, denial of all or part of a rate increase, or revocation of the certificate. Here's the good news. The legislature appropriated 3 FTE from general revenue and about a little over $224,000, $12,000 non-recurring to implement the provisions of the act. It's effective July 1. It has not gone to the governor. Once it does, he'll have 14 days. Any questions on that one?
I have a couple questions.
Yes, sir.
First question, when this bill was first drafted, wasn't the burden 60% for the petition? Because I heard you say 65.
It's 65%. There was, at one point in talking with Senator Simpson, he had agreed to lower it to 60%, but he never amended that bill on the Senate floor to do that. But right now it's 65%.
And that 65% of all the specific, I guess, counting up meters?
Yes, sir. The billing, the name on the bill. If it's a master meter, then that master meter must give approval for all the people that.
So that master, let's just say that master meter goes to 35 homes. So that whoever's name is on that master meter is voting for 35 people?
Let me make sure. I don't want to tell you anything wrong. For units or tenants served by a master meter, the petition, a person whose name appears on the bill for a master meter may sign the petition if at least 65% of the customers, tenants, or unit owners served by the master meter support the petition.
Okay. Other question I have, you talked about the customers have to meet a primary and secondary standard. Does this require them to file the test that they met the primary and secondary standard when they file the rate case? Or we have to go back to post data that may be there, may be available, and that may not be available? Because I know the question comes up all the time, and we don't always have primary and secondary data. And so does this require them to file that information when they file the rate case?
That is not specified in the bill. It's silent upon that.
So I guess it's one of those things when we go through rulemaking, that's one of the things that we look at.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, briefly, there's a group on staff that's already discussing implementation and what kind of rules will be necessary, assuming the governor does sign the bill, but we're trying to get a head start and be prepared as much as possible. So that's one of the that would fall into the category of the things that need to get discussed and figured out.
That's all I had. That's all the questions I had.
Okay. A couple of other bills. There were, you know, some bills that add a 50-cent surcharge to prepaid wireless the 50-cent E911 fee to prepaid wireless. In a transportation bill, I don't think any of these issues directly affect the commission, but they're buried in a transportation bill is a requirement that utility and television lines be removed from county roads and highways at no cost to the county. There are some exceptions in rural areas of economic concern. I just mentioned that because it may be an issue for utilities later down the line. The Senate memorial that we discussed a couple of times, which of course has no force of law and relates to the carbon dioxide emissions, that bill did pass. It has not yet gone to the governor. And finally, buried in an economic development bill, And this, I think this originally was part of the Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services omnibus bill. There was some controversy at one time, and it was pulled out, but it was put into the economic development package. Is a three-day sales tax holiday for Energy Star and WaterSense products for the, on the first $1,500 from September 19th through 21st. There's also a sales tax holiday for hurricane preparedness for 9 days, May 31st through June 8th, for flashlights, generators, things like that, portable generators up to $750. And for your parents of school-age children, the sales tax holiday for 3 days, beginning the 1st of August, is also in that bill. And this year it does include the first $750 of a computer or tablet. So that was just FYI for those parents in the room. Those are the ones I just wanted to highlight today. I will give you a more detailed briefing at a later internal affairs meeting.
Thank you very much. Now, Executive Director.
Thank you, Chairman and Commissioners. I'll be brief. On the budget, we've discussed it, or I've reported on it in progress a few times already during session and leading up to it. All our expectations, without getting into the specifics, all our expectations that we have once expressed held true, and really we're still in the waiting mode. The budget's not before the governor yet, so we'll keep you posted on when that happens, and there's a process that's still going through post-legislative process. I just want to take a brief moment to thank April Lynn and Peter Carolla, who is our budget analyst. They're the ones that shepherded this process and our LBR through the legislative committees and constant contact and constant back and forth and adjustments and conversations and such all through the process. So I really do want to thank them. They put a lot of time into this, and we owe what successes and what favorable considerations we got on our budget request this year are mostly due to them. So I thank them for that. That's the balance of the report.
Fantastic. Other issues? Commissioners. Commissioner Brise.
No other issues. Just want to wish all of the mothers a happy Mother's Day on Sunday, and hope that you have a wonderful time and enjoy your families.
Anybody else for the good of the order? Seeing none, thank you very much. Travel safe, enjoy your weekend, and we are adjourned.